I felt better in no time. Soon I was back on my feet again, and following him to collect a hovering carriage driven by computer. These carriages float above the ground, and by bending or pressing down in your seat, you can move swiftly. Wang Ping fastened my safety belt and showed me how to use it. Soon I could fly as fast as him. However, I lost sight of Wang Ping when we reached what looked like a large market because of too many carriages flying by in all directions. He was swept up into the center of them. Just at that moment, I had a time lag flashback and saw the area again as it had been in the year AD 2008. I realized that I had been transported into the future of what was still my hometown. Then I caught sight of Wang Ping again and flew after him. Arriving at a strange-looking house, he showed me into a large, bright, clean room. It had a green wall, a brown floor, and soft lighting. Suddenly, the wall moved. It was made of trees. I found later that their leaves provided the room with much-needed oxygen. Then Wang Ping flashed a switch on a computer screen, and a table and some chairs rose from under the floor as if by magic. "Why not sit down and eat a little?" he said. "You may find this difficult, as it is your first time travel trip. Just relax, since there is nothing planned on the timetable today. Tomorrow, you'll be ready for some visits." Having said this, he spread some food on the table and produced a bed from the floor. After he left, I had a brief meal and a hot bath. Exhausted, I slid into bed and fell fast asleep. More news later from your loving son, Li Qiang. Thank you.